On today's show, the Chinese car market is slowing down faster than anyone expected. Scion has a plan to nearly double its sales, and Ferrari comes out with the most aerodynamic spider it's ever made. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for July 30th of 2015. What is going on in China? Every time you turn around, an automaker is warning about a slowdown. Ford says the Chinese car market may decline this year for the first time since 1998. Volkswagen, Hyundai, and Audi have publicly lowered their sales forecasts, while Mazda and Peugeot are warning there's going to be a price war. Actually, it's already started. Audi, VW, BMW, Renault, and Toyota are propping up their dealers with cash payments, and they're just the ones who are publicly talking about it. As a result, profits are tumbling. At VW, they're down 17% in the first half. Audi went so far as to replace the president of Audi China. In a sense, all this was inevitable. The automotive industry has always been a cyclical industry, and the Chinese industry will start growing again at some point. But analysts say that the profitability of car makers in China will never be as high as it was, even when sales start growing again. In the world of mainstream automobiles, the convertible seems to be going the way of the dodo bird. But high-end sports cars is another story, and Ferrari just dropped the top on the 488. Speaking of dropping the top, this spider can retract its in just 14 seconds. Under the boot lies a 670-horsepower turbocharged V8 matched to a 7-speed dual-clutch transmission. 60 miles per hour comes in 3 blistering seconds. The chassis is made up of 11 different aluminum alloys, and Ferrari calls this sleek, sexy machine the most aerodynamically efficient spider model it's ever made. Sorry, I was drooling a little bit there. The 488 Spider will make its official debut at the Frankfurt Auto Show and arrive on U.S. shores next summer. Still to come, why none of the foreign automakers will buy Mitsubishi's American assembly plant.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. And by Hyundai. Learn more at Hyundai.com.
As an automaker, if you can run your assembly plants at full capacity, you can really make money in this business. The rule of thumb is that if you hit 80% of capacity, you're breaking even. Anything above that, and you're good to go. Anything under that, and you're losing money. That's why it's stunning to see that Mitsubishi's assembly plant in Illinois is running at only 22% of capacity. That means it's losing money hand over fist. So no wonder Mitsubishi just announced it's going to close that plant. The real surprise is that it took them so long. It's been running under capacity for years. Mitsu is trying to find a buyer, and we think two car companies must be thinking about it. Subaru of America COO Tom Dahl says they could sell up to 250,000 more cars in the American market if they could only make more of them. Dave Zukowski, the CEO of Hyundai Motor America, says the company can't get enough crossovers. But boy, here's an opportunity to pick up a plant for practically nothing, except for one thing. That plant is represented by the UAW, and the foreign automakers want nothing to do with the union. Do you know how many countries ship vehicles to the U.S. market? I'll bet you can't guess, because we didn't know until we looked it up. And the answer is 16 different countries. Some of them are easy to guess. Canada, Mexico, Japan, Korea, Germany, England, and Italy. Oh yeah, and let's not forget Australia or Sweden. But that's only 9 of them. Then there's Austria, where we get the Mercedes G-Class and the Mini Countryman and Paceman. From Belgium, we get the Volvo S30, S60, and XC60. From France, we get the Smart 4.2 and the Toyota Yaris. Yeah, the Yaris! From Hungary, we get the Mercedes CLA, while the Fiat 500L comes from Serbia, and the Audi Q7 from Slovakia. From Spain, we get the Transit Connect and Audi Q3. The Ram ProMaster City comes from Turkey, and Mitsubishi imports the Mirage from Thailand. Add them all together, and we'll see about 7.7 million vehicles this year rolling off ships from 16 different countries. Coming up next, how Scion plans to nearly double its sales.
Why Sonata? Let's see. It has a turbocharged engine, a panoramic sunroof, 32 miles per gallon highway. Did I mention the turbo? You don't want to forget the turbo. It has turbo. The Sonata from Hyundai.
Toyota Scion division is in a total tailspin. Last year, the company sold a little over 58,000 cars in the American market, a 15% drop. And through the first half of this year, its sales are down another 20%. That's partly due to the IQ and the XD being dropped from their lineup over the past year and having an aging product line. But despite the company's struggles, Doug Murtha, the group VP of Scion, tells Autoline the brand is aiming to nearly double its sales.
You know, our target as a brand is to get back up over 100,000 units. We've never have been and never will be about ever increasing volume, but we think somewhere in that 100 to 150,000 range is an appropriate level for the brand.
With the all-new IA and IM hitting dealerships in September, plus a yet-to-be-announced vehicle on the way, Doug Murtha is confident Scion can reach that 100,000-plus target in the next 2 years. But it's going to be a tough slog. Thanks to cheap gasoline prices, sales of subcompact cars are taking it on the chin. Be sure to join us for Autoline After Hours later today, when our guest will be Dan Sandberg, the CEO of Brembo North America. We're going to be diving into braking technology and why so many car companies want that Brembo name on their calipers. So at 3 p.m. Eastern Time today, tune in where all the gearheads gather at www.autoline.tv. That wraps up today's report. Please join us again here tomorrow.